I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe New England. All of us need help at some point in our lives, sometimes at many points in our lives. On good days, our wish for help is relatively trivial, say asking a neighbor to help us move a piece of furniture or a passerby for driving directions. At other times, our needs for aid may be deeper and wider, say in the midst of an overwhelming health or parenting crisis. Some of us are quick to summon help when we need it, with no sense of shame or embarrassment. But for others of us, asking for help is loaded, as if it's a sign of weakness. Sometimes our reticence doesn't much matter, but as we hear from Chris McEnroe, sometimes it does matter, a lot.
It's a man thing, I think. I would rather be asked for help than ask. I see that in the men I know. We seem to lack the skill of asking for help. And when we find ourselves in really difficult circumstances, that skill that we have so actively not engaged, that we have left to rot on the vine from lack of use and practice, that skill of asking for help is unavailable to us. One recent Saturday morning, I received news of a friend who had died by driving into a telephone pole. He was one of the first people to introduce me to Aikido, a martial art I would continue to study for the next 18 years. Though he left training only a few years after I began, he would return for the occasional visit, and I always marveled at his skill. He was powerful and natural, and he seemed to be able to come back once a year and show no signs of decline. Though it may be years between our get-togethers, I felt I knew him. He was funny, irreverent, deeply compassionate, rebellious, and spoke about his family as the focus of his life, of his creativity, and of his curiosity. The news of his passing was completely discordant from what I knew. The paper reported that he lived in a town I knew he did not live in. I hoped that meant it was someone else, but the paper was correct on both the name and the place. Unknown to me, he had moved because he had gotten divorced. He had some personal issues that made him dysfunctional in his relationships. He became alienated, lonely, and despondent. The consequence of not asking for help at a critical moment can be immediate and, in my friend's case, fatal. And so, I believe knowing when and how to ask for help is a skill that should be practiced. Can you help me? Can you hold that door? Can you give me some directions? I'm in a conflict with someone who means a great deal to me. Can you give me some advice? And when I don't want to ask for help because I'm too proud or too lazy, I'm going to think of my powerful friend. And I'll send that first question, can you help me, to him.
Chris McEnroe is a teacher and writer living in Marion, Massachusetts. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe New England page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, I'm Frederick Reamer.